Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud. And we are now in the final Mishnah of the third Perek. Shchato amanat lahaniach etemo omurav lemachar, olo tziya machutz, Rabbi Yehuda posel, vechachamim machshirin. So now if your intent was not to do zrika chutz lizmano chutz lemkomo, but just to let dam sit, or to let the emurim sit, or to take them outside. Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. It doesn't say pigul, but pasul. Chachamim say it's kasher. All those places where the dam is not in its correct place, or the tmeim would eat it, or the tmeim would offer it up, bring it up to the mizbeach, or that arilim would either eat it or would offer it up, meaning bring up the evarim of the kevesh. The Shaber Atzamot Pesach, if it was a Korban Pesach, and you had intent that you would break, or that someone would break, the bones of the Pesach, which is a lav, or Lachol Menorah, or to eat the Pesach uncooked, which is a lav, V'larev Damo B'dam Apsulim, or to take this dam and mix it with Dam Apsulim, Kasher, and Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree there, which we will focus on. Why? She'ein Machshavah Poselet V'chutz Ezmano V'chutz Tzim Komo, the only Machshavot that can affect the Korban is Chutz Ezmano V'chutz Tzim Komo, and a perfect conclusion to these three prakim, going back to the first Mishnah and the first Perek, a Pesach and a Chatat that are offered Shalot Lishman is also a Machshava Poselet. Now, my Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason for disagreeing about Machshevet, what we call Machshevet Hinuach, intent to let the Dam sit? Amar Rabbi Lazar Trey Kri Aktiv Notar. He says there's two psukim that give us the prohibition of notar, of leaving something over. Katuva charomer lo tatum en arboker. That's Pesach Mitzrayim. Don't leave it over till morning. Katuva charomer lo anich menu arboker, about the shlamim. Don't leave it till morning. That's the second morning, of course. Im eino inyam lehaniach, tenu inam machshevet hinuach. So you don't need two psukim to tell you not to leave a korban over. Must be that the other one is there to tell you don't even do avodah with intent to leave it over. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, hi kar lahach yudata, but does Rabbi Yehuda really think that that second pasuk comes for that? By the way, you have a very long brayta dealing with that pasuk. Uvazar v'sar zevach todat shlamav. As you can see, the pasuk on the page, that is the key pasuk about notar. Lamanu l'todash nechlad liyom v'layla. So uvazar zevach todat shlamav. All we know from the pasuk is that a todah is eaten for that day and its night no longer. Chalifin vladot tmurot minayin. How do we know that if you lost the Torah and brought something in its place, that's chalipin, or the Torah gave birth, or you did a tmura, that they have the same rule? Talmud Omar, uvesar. Chatat v'asham minayin. How do we know that he extended to a chatat and asham that are only in that day and that night? Talmud Omar, zevach. Okay? Minayin l'rabot shalmei nazir v'shalmei pesach. How do we know these specialized shlamim also have a day and a night rule? Talmud Omar, shilamav. Now, we can't extend it to regular shlamim because there it's explicit that it's 2 days and the night in between. Now, lachmei todah v'chalot u'kikim sh'v'nazir minayin. How about the breads that accompany the korban todah and the nazir? Tamalomar korbano. Kulan kore ani bahen lo yaniach. And the rule of lo yaniach applies to all of them, not to let them go over until the next morning. The time is up at dawn. So, therefore, you see that everybody needs this pasuk, not for an extra piece of machshavat hinuach, but rather for its own isur. The answer is, imkein lemakra lo totiru. Then this pasuk could have said lo totiru. My lo yaniach. Why did it say lo yaniach menor boker? Menu inyan lehinuach, menu inyan lemachshavet hinuach. So the unique phrase, lo yaniach, is there to tell you also that if you intend to leave it over, that's enough. Now, ha tenach lahaniach, so that works for the two first pieces in the Mishnah, laniach dam, laniach imurim. Lo tzi ma'ik lememar, but why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree about intent to take it out? That we don't have a pasuk for. But we also claim that Rabbi Yehuda's reason here is not based on a pasuk, but based on svara, which is the Tanya Marlam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim in their disagreement, don't you agree that if he does leave the korban over, it's pasul? So therefore, intent to do it is pasul, which means Rabbi Yehuda basically says, intent to do anything that would make the korban pasul, that machshava is posel. So not the psukim. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda gets from the Sfarah. But if that's the case, for Niflog Nami, Rabbi Yehuda Bechulu, then Rabbi Yehuda should disagree throughout the Mishnah, not just in the first two cases. Two, three cases. So the question is, that's not really true. But hey, Niflog, where do you want him to disagree? The point about eating the Pesach raw or breaking a bone on it, so that does not invalidate the Korban Pesach. If you do it, you just violate it a lot. It's not true if a Tameh eats a Korban or brings the Korban up to the Evreim up to Kevesh, by that time the Korban's already been accepted. Same thing. The Korban's not Pasul. Now, Leish Tachrina, we have another piece to this, which is Kol Kimine, meaning, does the other person eating it affect the Korban? So therefore, this guy, Kohen's intent that somebody else is going to eat it or do or bring it up can't affect the Korban either. Now, La'arev Daman B'dam Apsulim, what about the next clause, which is to mix their dam with dam Apsulim? Rehudo the Tamei, Rehudo simply being consistent with his own reason. Damar ain dam evatel dam. We had this a little bit earlier, and therefore, since dam can't cancel out dam, therefore, even if you mixed it with dam apsulim, it's not going to affect the korban. Now, to put the dam up or down. So, v'yhudu l'tameh. This we had earlier in the second parak. Damar shlomim komo nami mekomo karina bay. Even if you put it not in the right place, it's considered mekomo, and there's kapara. Maybe you can't eat it, but the korban is kasher. So that's clear. The one thing that sticks to us is v'lifog tanim ifrim shen tanam b'chutz. What about dam that's supposed to go inside, like the par kohen gadol, par kohen mashiach, that you put outside, that you intended to put outside, tanim b'chutz shen tanam ifrim, or vice versa? So k'sav Yehuda ba'inam makom shem shulash. The answer is that Rabbi Yehuda says the only way that it's considered chutz l'mekomo is if that other makom that you're intending is a place where all three things are happening. Bedam basar uva emurin. This we had a little earlier from the word shlishi. And therefore, since the hechal doesn't have basar emurim, it's not called chutz l'mekomo. But umi le Rabbi Yehuda high svar. Since when does Rabbi Yehuda accept that svar that you need a makom mishulash? Vatan Rabbi Yehuda omer davar ra in the pasuk at the beginning of parashat Shoftim. It says, do not offer up to Hashem anything that's a davar ra. Ribakar chatat sheshchata bedarom vechatat shenichas tamal lifnim psula. That the Torah is saying that even if you shechted a chatat in the south, supposed to be in the north, or a chatat that dam went inside, it's pasul. So you see that's called chutz l'mekomo. That's called yotze. Meaning if you bring a dam into the mikdash that was supposed to stay outside, that's called yotze. It's out of its precincts. But, so you see Rabbi Yehuda does not concern himself with shlishi. That's called chutz l'mekomo. But late Rabbi Yehuda shlishi, what, Rabbi Yehuda does not accept this limitation, has to be a shlishi? But not Rabbi Yehuda on the chenis b'shogeg kasher. If you took the dam in, that was supposed to be outside, and you took it in unintentionally, it's kasher. Amazing pasul. So intentionally it's pasul. The kaimon b'shikipar, and that's only if you actually put the dam on the mizbeach, not just if you brought it in. So clearly it's not called yotze, and it's still called betoch hamakom. Hashtama, tam aile aila, even if you actually took it in, iki per ini, loki per lo, even if you took it in, not just thought about it. It's only a problem if you did it intentionally and actually put the dam on the mizbeach. Hachar chashuv chashuv lo kosher, and here where you only intended it, certainly it's still kasher. So the answer is trei tanu Rabbi Yehuda. It's quite clear that there's two different traditions as to what Rabbi Yehuda held. If he held that a place to be considered out of the precincts has to be mishulash, in which case the mikdash is not, or doesn't have to be mishlash, in which case the mikdash is. Now, some Rabbi Yehuda chatach shchata b'darom yehei chayav. Does Rabbi Yehuda really think that a chatat that was shechted in the south, you're chayav for that? V'atan Rabbi Yehuda omer yachol chatach shchata b'darom yehei chayav tomen lomar lo tizbach adonai lecha shomer seh kol davar ra. Hadavar ra tam chayvo v'yeh tam chayvo chatach shchata b'darom. That's not called a davar ra. It's not a balmum. And again, trei tanoi libet Rabbi Yehuda. We have two tanaim l'kort Rabbi Yehuda with these different approach. Now, Amar Rabbi Abba, or it's probably Rava. Umoder Rabbi Yehuda shechozer v'kovol l'pigul. He says, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you have intent to just leave the dam, even though he says it's pasul, it's not so pasul that it makes it now inaccessible to pigul. If you then had machshav pigul, it would count. Unlike if you had the first machshav was chutz l'mekomo or shelo lishma with a chatat, here it would still count. I'm a Rav, and now he proves his point. I'll prove it to you, because Pigul doesn't happen before there's Zrika. It can't be called a Pigul. and yet you had your intent before, right, to Zerika, a Kabbalah Pigul, and then when you do Zerika, that makes it Pigul. So you could have Pigul that happens afterwards. But Velohi, we reject that proof. Because Hatam Hu Chara Machshavahi. In that case that you're bringing as the proof, there's one intent that's Pigul, and you delayed it. Hacha Trei Machshavot, but here you had one intent of Hinuach and then Pigul. The first one could derail it. Now, Eitav Rav Huna the Rabbi Abba or the Rava, Litena Tani Tanim Lamala Lamata Vatamata Lamala, La Altar Kasher. If you had intent to put the dam up instead of down or down instead of up, but you intend to do it right away, then that's kasher. Chazar v'chasher chutzim komo pasul v'emor karet chutz zmanom piku v'chayvin alav karet. It's still vulnerable to pigul. But lemachar, if your intent was to put the dam in the wrong place tomorrow, pasul. Chazar v'chasher ben chutz zmanom v'chutzim komo pasul v'emor karet. That is too late. It can't be pigul anymore. Tiyufta to Rabbi Abba Tiyufta, or to Rabbi Tiyufta, whoever the authority is, has been disproven. And therefore, what the basic line is if there's any intent that derails the korban, that makes it pasul, pigul can't happen afterwards. And therefore, according to Yehuda, if you intended hinuach, and that makes it pasul, finished, and pigul can't happen. Amar chistam ravina bar sila. Chishev shiuchlu tme'im l'machar. Let's say you had intent that tme'im should eat it tomorrow. Is that called achila? So, chayav, he says chayav. Rava teidah de basar lifnei zrika lochazi v'chimachash be'mifsol. Rava says, I'll prove it to you, because after all, you can't eat meat before Zerika, and yet your intent about it is posel, even though right now it can't be eaten. So just same way, Tzmeim can't eat it. Nonetheless, your machshava about it is posel. Velohi, we reject Rava again. Hatam, zori kumit umichsi. In a regular korban, the minute you do Zerika, you could eat the meat. Hachal umichsi klal, but the Tzmeim can never eat meat. Amrav chista, meragla pumid Rav Dimi bar Chinana. Rav Dimi bar Chinana had a phrase he liked to utter. Pasar Pesach shelo hutzlah. If you have Pesach that wasn't properly roasted, v'lachmei torah shelo ruamor, you had your 40 loaves, but you never took the one loaf from each 10 for the Kohen. Chayvin alei mishum tomah. If you're tamei and you eat them, you're still chayiv, even though they're not fit for anybody yet. Amarava teida, Rava says, I'll prove it to you, detanya, asher ladunai, l'rabot emurei kodashim kalim l'tumah. That even the murim of kodashim kalim are viable to tumah. You know, so you say that even things that you can't eat, still, if you eat them betumah, you're chayiv. Same thing. You're not allowed to eat a Pesach that's not roasted. You're not allowed to eat lachmei todah if you didn't take the one tenth of the 40 for the kohen. And nonetheless, you're chayiv for tumah. And again, Rava's not having a good day here. Velohi hatam erukot shekalim chazul gavoa. The emurim are fit for what they're doing, which is they're on the Mizbeach. As opposed to Pesach, which is not roasted, and the loaves of the Todah, which are not fit for anything. Now, there's another version of this, which is, good. Any case, that brings us to the conclusion of our parak. We will see that we're not totally finished with the issue of Pigul, and in the beginning of the next parak, we're going to touch on it a little bit more. But we really have concluded dealing with the topic of Machshava Sheposelet and Machshava She'ina Poselet Bekorban. And Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast will pick up with the beginning of the fourth parak, Perak Beit Shammai. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.